This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right, I will call Senate Local Government to order. Welcome, everyone. I want to greet the internet listeners today and remind everyone of their cell phones that they have those turned off. And with that, I will have you call the roll. We have a quorum. I would entertain action to approve the minutes.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of, what was the date of that meeting?
January 13th.
January 13th. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those against? Motion passes. All right, we are going to take one bill on our agenda today. We are not going to hear Senate Bill 58 due to the prime sponsor's request. They are not quite ready to hear that today, so we will wait for until further notice. Correct, Senator?
Yes.
All right. So with that, before we get started, I'd let the pages come up and introduce themselves, please.
My name is Ashlyn Benega. I go to Harrisburg High School, and when I graduate, I'm going to Iowa State to major in agriculture and political science.
Great.
My name is Amanda Pugh. I'm from Pierre, and after high school, I'm going to Benedictine College to major in education.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I would remind all the testifiers to make sure that you're signed in and that you're wearing your badges and hand out information through the pages, please. All questions should be directed through the chair. Our first bill is Senate Bill 23, revise the authority of the Transportation Commission to make loans from the State Highway Fund to local governments for highway and bridge construction and maintenance purposes. Is there any proponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Excuse me, Darren Burke, was Secretary for the Department of Transportation, and listening to you read the title I think is almost as long as the bill itself. But the Senate Bill 23 is a bill that was brought by the department. Its intent is to make clear that the South Dakota Transportation Commission has authority to make loans of state funds from the State Highway Trust Fund to local government entities for the purposes of completing road and bridge projects off the state highway system. The bill would also give the commission rulemaking authority to establish administrative rules as to how such loans should be administered. The need for such loans occurs rarely, but generally in two situations. One is in an emergency situation. For instance, a county road washes out, needs to be repaired or replaced today, not 5 or 6 years down the road when the county can save up enough money to do it. So the county would prefer to borrow the money, fix it today, and pay that back over time. The other positive way that the need for these loans can come about is when there's economic development or economic expansion. When a new large traffic generating facility, like a new ag facility, it may have the need for immediate repairs or upgrading to local roads to service the facility, which again, these repairs can't wait to be made until funds can be saved. Almost always, the repayment of any such loan would be guaranteed by the annual sub-allocation of highway funding that a county or city receives through the commission. These used to be federal funds, but now have been swapped out or replaced with state highway funds. There is no question that the commission today can invest money in these local projects, can fund the project. The question is really whether they can accept repayment on those, and that's what we're attempting to clarify today. Again, not something that's needed on a routine basis, but certainly would be another tool in the toolbox to have available to help us work with our local government partners to complete needed local road projects when necessary. So I'd request and encourage your support today for Senate Bill 23, and I'd stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Eric Erickson, representing the South Dakota Association of County Commissioners. For the reasons stated by Secretary Burquist, we also support the bill and encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard, representing the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. We rise in support of this bill because of the reasons that Secretary Berquist gave, emergencies and economic development. Townships, their main source of revenue, which could be used to repay loans, are they get a share of the vehicle registration fees and property tax. So they do have sources of revenue which could be used to repay a loan if we need it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponents? No other? Any opponents? All right, I will close that portion and open up to committee questions. Any questions by the committee? All right, I will close that portion and move it up, move to action.
Discussion. Madam Chair, I would make a motion for due pass on Senate Bill 23.
All right, I have a motion by Senator Ewing, a second by Senator Maher. Any discussion on that motion?
I just feel it makes very good sense to be willing to help out the local governments when the need arises. So I think it's a good bill.
All right. With that, I'll have the secretary call the roll. Those in favor will say aye. Those against will say nay.
Senator Kamak.
Aye.
Hewing.
Aye.
Killer.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nelson.
Nay.
Youngberg, excused. Langer.
Aye.
All right, the motion passes with one dissenting vote. All right, with that, I think we are done with our agenda for today. Yes. Who would like to carry that on the floor?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Gary raised his
hand. All right, thank you.
Either one of us.
Thank you, that would be great. All right, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. All right, a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Against?